This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow. Oh, my God.
He's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, Goo, you are glowing today in a way that I have not seen all week, and we need to get to the bottom of why.
It's my dad's 85th birthday. My wife's listening, so Evan, where you really were going, you can't go, if you know what I mean. Snitches get stitches, so it's my pop's 85th birthday.
Happy birthday, officially.
Hey, can I give you one
Mr.
more
Norm
tidbit?
Johnson.
His mother, Grandma Inez, lived to be 100.
Oh, my gosh.
So he's 15 from it, so let's go, and hopefully I get some of it. Not trying to make it about me.
Well, I was going to say, you posted a beautiful medley of pictures about your father today on Instagram. I can see where you got the hairline from.
Now look at my guy.
Dude, he's still got it. By the way, he looks... I should say, Lil D, your middle child,
okay,
looks exactly like him.
You think so? I've heard some of that. Then I heard the oldest, Donovan, he's a little brighter than all the rest of us, but I've heard that about him too. But Evan, we're going to go turn up, watch the Warriors, and just have a good time, man.
Yeah, the Warriors play at 4:30 today against the Brooklyn Nets. Warriors Live is always here at 3:30 with Willard and Dibs. But, you know, when I came in today, and I know that things are high now in the Bay Area, and we got a lot of stuff we got to get into. There was some great Steve Kerr sound about Steph Curry on Willard and Dibs yesterday.
Great interview.
There was some interesting sound about Jimmy Butler that was came out of Miami that I want to get into.
Oh, this one.
I mean, but really, Goo, where we got to start, I think, is with the San Francisco 49ers today. And you know, we're going to talk some hoop down the stretch of this show. But the thing that keeps hitting me repeatedly, just over the head, is what is the goal for them this offseason? We've seen already so many reports that have come out about this team and what they're trying to do, and all of them are not aligned. I'm trying to get to the bottom of this, and I'm hoping you can help me.
Yeah, I know it's breakfast time. I don't eat eggs, but they're scrambling. And I'll just tell you, Evan, they're scrambling to me to try to keep up, keep the window open. And I kept telling you guys at every turn, every time they would lose an NFC championship game or a Super Bowl, like, these things are not easy. And they were making it look easy and they were dominating and they had strength in numbers. So to me, when you tell me what's the object of the offseason, Evan, it's to extend this window. And I'm wondering, do they have the resources? And do they have enough time to extend that, what I deem, championship window? So I am concerned. And to hear our guy yesterday, shout out to Dibs and Willard. I don't know if you caught this, because Willard never uses this word. He said he was concerned just about the state of affairs, I'm paraphrasing, for the Niners. So, Evan, it's real. And when he said that, I said, I agree with him. So I don't know what's going on, but I know the lines, both lines, O and D line, the games are won in the trenches, right? But both of them need attention. And if Bosa's brother is available, do you take a flyer on a guy who has some Paul George and Kawhi Leonard in him? When he's on the field, that's not the problem. But when he's off, that's the problem. So, Evan, I don't know, but I know being proactive, if you were able to hold up Joey Bosa, that would improve the line along with his brother.
I mean, they got to improve so much. And that is the news from this morning. They're the odds-on favorite, according to Bovada, to acquire the services of Joey Bosa, who was released by the Los Angeles Chargers. This was just from Adam Schefter of ESPN. We kind of talked about it yesterday, but the 49ers informed defensive tackle Javon Hargrave that he'll be released next week, the beginning of the new year, so he'll be a free agent. You know, the Niners are sending guys out and trying to figure out who they're going to bring in. And I just wonder, again, like, what is their goal right now? We're hearing conflicting reports about how committed they are to Brock Purdy. We got Schefter saying that franchise tag is on the table.
Wow.
Odyssey's Jason LaConfora is reporting that their initial offer was made of $45 million. The Niners are attached to Bosa. They've been attached potentially to Devontae Adams. DK Metcalf is looking for a trade. Just what the hell are they trying to accomplish this offseason? Is it getting back to a Super Bowl, or is it, because the way that I'm reading their actions, not just the word, the actions of the Niners right now, this is a team that's trying to trim some fat. This is a team that is more inclined to do what the Chargers just did and release a player that frees $25 million in cap space than to acquire a $25 to $20 million player. Like, I do not know if this team is as committed to the win now window that you're talking about trying to jam back open.
You know what, Evan? Then that's a problem. And it's a problem from this standpoint. What do we say about Joe Lacob all the time? And he's on record as saying it. Damn it, if we got a chance to win, I'm blowing past the tax and I'll pay the penalties. So I thought when last year sometime, York said, we're willing to, you know, reset the market with our quarterback. I just thought it was a layup, a slam dunk. So let me ask you this, Evan, because you asked some pertinent questions that I don't have answers to.
Well, did the
Niners win six games last year truly because of injury, or was it because of attrition and a run that they were so strong in that it finally caught up with them? I don't know the answer to that. I'm conflicted. Was it injury why the Niners didn't make the playoffs, in your estimation, or was it more a byproduct of we're losing talent left and right, and the last 5-6 years have caught up with us?
I think that the bubble finally burst. You know, the bubble of whatever the previous version of the Niners, like, I think there's a very real possibility that in a couple of years we look back at that 5-year window and say, damn, it was really good.
Manny.
Because I'm not so sure this team going into next season is just a surefire Super Bowl contender the way they've been, again, for the better part of the last 5 years. And I don't necessarily look at that as doom and gloom, because they made some financially irresponsible decisions.
Damn.
And I think that they recognize that, and that's why now they're starting to dial it back. Like, would I love for the Niners to go after a DK Metcalf? Yeah, I think he's a great receiver. But I'd love to see them go after Joey Bosa. When he's on the field, I think he's a good defensive lineman. Had a sack, 2 tackles for loss in their playoff game against Houston. He was a factor in that game.
Played 14 games last year.
Yes.
14 to 2 years combined before.
But the Niners need a whole lot more than just a couple of big names. And I think that's why, for example, at the trade deadline last year, I think we're kind of having a similar conversation. At the trade deadline last year, it was, you know, there was this guy available. There was that impact player available. And the Niners ended up largely doing nothing. And that, to me, was an indication that they were not one player away. They were not one move away. And so that's why when, you know, I was talking to the boss this morning, he said, what's the all-in move for the Niners? What is the all-in move? And to me, they almost have set themselves up where there is no one all-in move.
Man.
Anyway, I'm going to go down the list in just a little bit of what they actually need to identify, what they need to get, whether it's in free agency or the draft. But one big star all-pro player is not going to come in my opinion, and change the course that the Niners are currently on going into next season.
And, Evan, that's phenomenal, and I agree. And then it goes to my point about the to-do list might be so long, it might have to take you a couple off seasons and a couple of drafts. But hearing you talk, the way you just said that, I know you're not a mind reader, you're not a psychic, but do you think, and I'm not going to tell you I like the way this guy handled his business, Deebo Samuel, even the way that he handled his business while he still was in uniform this past year, but do you think there's a part of him that looked around and thought we might be shot, that our best chance to win it all is over, and maybe that's why I want out?
Well, I think Deebo Samuel and the 49ers needed to part. That was a mutual parting. But Deebo's in a better locale right now than he was last season.
That's why I just threw that at you.
I mean, if you're looking at teams you want to hitch your wagons to, are the San Francisco 49ers one of those teams in the NFC? And if they are, how close are they? I mean, I know that they're still one of the betting favorites in the NFC. I believe they're third. As far as teams that are, you know, trusted to win the Super Bowl, betting odds, I think they're sixth or seventh. You know, there's still belief in this team. And I think that this team, with the schedule that they have, can be a playoff team. But this idea that they can, this offseason, use whatever cap space they have to go into free agency, get one or two guys, and just expect to be the big bad bullies on the block of the NFC they were as recently as two seasons ago, that to me is a fool's errand. Like, you got to toss that idea out.
But damn, Evan, I know it's Pop's birthday. Shout out Norm. He said, never mistake activity for achievement. But if I'm a Niner fan and I see the Niners trying to go all in and then moves don't work, I guess at the end of the day, you're disappointed, but you're not disappointed from the standpoint of they tried. They went out. They wrote the checks. They wrote the capital. You know, they spent the capital. Because my question to you, Evan, then what do you do if you're the front office of the Niners? Is this a soft rebuild? When you're about to pay your quarterback X amount of money, who look and it feels like, you know, has the goods, obviously got you to a Super Bowl, but I'm just wondering, Evan.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out too. And I'm taking all help today. We're gonna try and figure this thing out. What's the goal of the 49ers as they are, gosh, 5-6 days away from the beginning of the new year in the NFL?
Man,
free agency starts on Monday.
Yeah.
We're already seeing rumors trickle out.
Guru's
got a list
rumors.
Of wide receivers.
Yes.
We got all these guys that are available, either as free agents or potential trades. I got one for the Niners I think they need to absolutely look into, and it's because I believe there's something bigger going on with them right now. But 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment was sponsored by Safeway.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, we got to lock in, man. I know there's a lot going on here in the studio. You're in a different spot. You got better light on you. You're feeling yourself right now.
No. Hold on. Boy, Evan,
well,
coming strong. The engineer extraordinaire, Tim
hot,
Jordan.
Or your neighbor's white
his
hot.
His job is easier when I'm over here, but I do feel like a loser. You ever in school, we're changing seats, and it was the biggest deal in the world. I do feel like that right now.
Stanley's not going to like it when he comes back. I know that.
But why?
Well, because he's already got so many other things that he's juggling during the show.
You.
He could barely read the clock, and some of the reads.
I'm trying to get the
haywire.
Skinny lenses on me. You know where they're at?
The skinny one.
Little close on me.
Well, the camera does add 15, so you're all right.
Boy.
I didn't mean to bring you down.
Yeah.
Look, Goop, again, what are the San Francisco 49ers doing? Like, if you had a wish list coming into free agency, right, you're going shopping, and apparently Deebo Samuel was surprised that it cost 10 cents to get a shopping bag. That was in his Players Tribune article.
Wow.
You got a shopping bag, cost you 10 cents. Free agency. San Francisco 49ers. What are you putting in your bag?
Edge rusher. I mean that. I'm telling you, man. An edge rusher, Evan. You got one, but you need surplus. You need another one. You are soft right now when you used to be a pit bull. So that's my first item.
So that's why you like Joey Bosa.
I don't like him. I'm nervous because of his injury history. But last year, you look at it, and I know it's just 1 year, he put up 14 games. And to me, that's an A-plus for him. But you look at the two seasons before that, 14 games combined, I believe 9-5. But, Evan, this is, again, you're talking to a fan. And if you roll the dice, you're telling the fan base that you think this guy can come in and immediately help you. And what does that equate to? You getting back, hopefully winning the NFC West, and getting back to be a problem in the NFC. But if you don't, if just sit on your hands, I think the subliminal signal is, you know what? We'll do the draft, and hopefully the guys already on the team will take a next step, and we'll be right back. But that, if I'm a Niner fan, is my fear. So if they do Joey Bosa, if they were to acquire him, and it didn't work out, and I know I can hear Steiny right now, you don't mean that. I think I would give the team some props for trying to make something happen.
I mean, I think we're kind of in this predicament because we've been giving them props just for doing stuff. You know, they've been signing checks left and right,
but they were deserving.
Not all of them. Javon Hargrave, they didn't have to sign. They just released him today, less than 2 years after they signed him to a free agent deal.
But
they didn't have to give Brandon Ayuk a massive contract. Or here and now, they might be playing hardball with Brock Purdy.
Whoa.
You know, and we'll certainly get to that. All but right. here's my point. So if I told you who's going out this offseason, the Niners, these are the players that are, let's say, probably not going to be in a Niners uniform next season. Charvarius Ward, Talanoa Hufanga, Dre Greenlaw, and then obviously Javon Hargrave was reported earlier today by Adam Schefter. He got his papers. He's going to be a free agent. And Deebo Samuel, who they've already traded. So that's five players.
That's a lot.
And I realize Hufanga was hurt during the Super Bowl run, but those are five players that were a part of your Super Bowl core, right? A defensive tackle, a wide receiver, a cornerback, a linebacker, and a secondary member, a safety. I'm looking at what they need in free agency, and you started with the edge rusher, and I totally get that.
All right.
They need an offensive lineman. They need defensive lineman. They need a number two corner, maybe a number two tight end behind Kittle. A wide receiver could be a number one, could be a number two. They need a number two linebacker. Hell, they might need a kicker. They might need a kick returner. That's like seven different things that they need, these gaps that they got to fill for this football team. And they're talking about not spending as much cash. How are you going to get all of this thing? How am I going to go to the grocery store and get every single ingredient I need to make this beautiful lasagna tonight when I only got $15?
That's wow. I've been there. And
I mean, I'm going to find a way. Yeah, but
No, Evan, it's not a good feeling. And again, that's just talk. But I hope because they can prove and back up that talk of inactivity in regard to, you know, protecting the wallet, Evan. And then that would just, to me, hammer home the point of we really, really, I'm going to use the word, Evan, because there have been some good times here in the Bay in regard to Niner football. But then it really goes to the point of they really wasted a run. They wasted an era, a chance to almost get two Super Bowl victories. But I'll leave that there. Hufanga with the injuries, sometimes the wrong angles. I'm like, we can replace that. But you're telling me Greenlaw is no longer a Niner, Evan, I would write that check, and it would be the Bob Hope check of all Bob Hope checks. Like, I hope you can remain healthy, because we saw and lived what it is and what that defense looks like when he's not out there. But again, the job is to be out there. And if he is what he is moving forward to where you can't count on him, then man. But if he goes somewhere else and can give you 14 or 15 games, then I think the Niners are going to be like, oh, my God, why didn't we take a chance on that? So that's just me. But I feel like the secondary Ward, that he's a baller to me. If he's not back, or you're going to say you're going to replace him in the draft, Evan, then you're chasing your tail. So I don't know what to tell you. So if you're right, then this is a soft rebuild, and we're going to try to redo it through the draft.
I think that's what they're telling us that they're about to embark on. And that's risky business.
Man. It's
not easy just to rebuild through the draft, and they've certainly done their fair share of missing. But when I'm hearing Bosa, I'm hearing Adams, who's a player that I really like. I'm hearing, you know, you want to bring back Dre Greenlaw, you want to bring back Ward. Whether it's feasible or not, that's going to cost you money. And the Niners are in this position, I think, because they've just been writing checks left and right. You know, I think the Niners are setting up to not necessarily let us down, but they have to take a step back to take two steps forward. And I wonder if fans are going to be okay with that.
Then my question to that, Evan, and you're right, is where does the talent come from? If money's an issue, then if I'm a Niner fan and I'm listening to you and myself, Evan, I'm kind of putting free agency to the side and then opening the Bible and lighting every candle that I can, hoping every draft pick. And they got a top 15 pick in the first round. But, Evan, they got a bad 400 Rod Carew in the draft to even get those guys up and ready and then go out on an NFL field collectively in week one and ball out. I mean, that's what you're essentially saying, the direction you're going.
What I'm saying is, if this has been a sinking ship since they lost the Super Bowl and they started bleeding left and right last season due to injuries, due to lack of productivity, age, all of these things, I think sort of catching up with them, maybe off the field issues,
all right,
locker room, I don't know. All of these things culminated in a 6-11 season. I just don't believe that you got some sort of gorilla glue that you can stick in all these holes,
man,
and just plug them. Like, I don't think that answer is out there for the Niners. This is going to take some time. And that's why, as much as I think that Joey Bosa certainly used to be an elite edge rusher, that's why he got paid as much money as he did. What the Chargers did, in a way, is what I would like to see the 49ers begin to do. And I think they have. And that's identify the players that are overpaid, the players that are not going to live up to their contracts. And they've slowly begun to get off of some of these guys. I think Deebo Samuel was one of them. Javon Hargrave was one of them. You know, that to me is just as exciting as making a small splash in free agency, because I want to see the Niners start doing business differently. We talked about this a couple days ago. Joey Bosa, to me, if you go out and you sign him, yeah, he might be a good play for you. But to me, you're trying to win the vanity competition. You're trying to make this roster look a lot prettier than it actually is. You know, Joey Bosa is a good piece, but he's not the fix to your defensive line. You need a lot of different guys, to me, to make Joey Bosa look good. When he was with the Chargers, he rotated. He didn't start every single game that he played last year. He's not someone that you can rely on to be on the field for 15 or 16 games. He's 29 years old. He's past his prime. That's someone that, to me, if you're signing Joey Bosa, it's almost to appease his brother. It's almost to try and find something that has been lost in Nick. You're not actually signing him because of the player that he currently is.
Evan, I mean, wow. I mean, that's heavy. And I hear you. And I do want to say I disagree in this sense. Why did you omit winning now? Because if you're telling me the job is to see who's overpaid, there's a price to that. And that's bad juju too. The fact that you got hopefully a name under that column. But if you're telling me we're searching out names of our operation or who are overpaid, then there's a price to that. That means guys have underperformed. And again, either that's a bunch of bad luck, but Evan, my gosh, vanity to add Bosa to this D-line, because right now when I think of the Niners D-line, I think of one. I think of Nick Bosa. But, oh my gosh, if you were able to add and take a chance on Joey Bosa, doesn't the line as a whole get better just with that acquisition? And wouldn't you be doing it for the right reasons of, Evan, it might not be enough when it's all said and done, but right now, two is better than one, and our line is going to be better with Joey Bosa.
But, all right, let's rewind to 2020 into 2021, because that's kind of what the Niners are trying to do.
All right.
You know, I didn't see a whole lot of, I was just going through some of the acquisitions, the trades that they made. They trimmed some fat, and they made a tough choice, a bad choice in trading DeForest Buckner.
Man.
But some of the other choices that they made were not sexy splashes. You know, the biggest one that they found was obviously Trent Williams, and that was in 2020, and then they paid him the following offseason.
All pro.
But a lot of those players, you know, they said goodbye to Richard Sherman. They said goodbye to some of those older leaders on the team.
And I understood that.
But it's because they had young guys that were ready to step in and fill those voids.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess I'm just not looking to plug the holes of this football team with pricey old players, you know, with names. That's what Joey Bosa is. He's a name, and he's still got some game. There's no doubt about that. He can still help you when he's on the field. But to me, it's more about I'm looking at 99 and 97. Like, if you sign Joey Bosa, you win the press release. There's no doubt about that. His resume is long. His resume is impressive. And he's made a lot of money for himself.
But financially, you ain't into it.
No, I'm signing 21 and 29-year-old edge rusher who hasn't been able to stay on the field the last 3 years. Well, that's what you're really signing.
No, Evan, you're on fire. But let me ask you this then. Then if age is really the birth certificate, is really a big component to how you're moving forward and who you're signing, then I got to be honest, and Davante Adams falls under that too, then a lot of that condenses the free agent list to me. Like, that's 85, 90% of the free agents that would not be a fit for the Niners.
Well, Davante Adams has at least been on the field.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, my point is he's not 25.
No, he's not. And trying to find a 25-year-old up-and-coming stud, it's going to be really hard to do.
Right.
You know, but that's why it's like, all right, if they sign a DJ Reed, for example, nice number two corner for the Jets, that's not going to blow anyone's socks off. But that might be the right move for next season. You know, trying to figure out how they can identify players that can still ball that aren't these big names, price tags. I mean, to me, Gu, also identifying who on this team, if I told you right now, you want to invest in long term, not name Brock Purdy. You know, where does your mind go? I think they have a few of those guys. Nick is obviously one of them. Bosa, Fred Warner is one of them. George Kittle isn't in that class to me because he's 31 years old.
Well, he's your best player to me.
Diamador
right
Lenore,
offensively.
And then where else?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because this is a team I still think can be competitive, but their actions are telling me that they're not all in on this upcoming season the way they were trying to go all in for last year. And I actually do think that is the right decision. I do not believe they need to go all in for this upcoming year.
But Evan, let me ask you this then. If you could, for us, break down your definition of competitive for this team. Because right now, the best thing in Ninerville to me is their schedule. But you are quickly, especially if you don't take advantage or the opportunity to add free agents, and I know there's risk involved, who the hell are the Niners coming off a non-playoff visit last season to deem, oh, we want to play them? Because I could make the case, Evan, if you don't add, you're slowly becoming the team that you're right now salivating at the bit to play. Like, how are they competitive if where's the talent coming from them to be competitive? Are you saying, oh, they'll be healthy?
No, at some point you had to retool. I mean, look, everything last year to me went wrong for the 49ers. You know, from the contract negotiations to your first round pick getting shot to guys getting hurt to players losing children off the field. Like, there was a lot that went wrong for the Niners last year.
I agree.
I am praying that all of those things do not befall them again. Combined with the fact that they have a weak schedule, to me, Goo, a 10-7 seat, like, for example, that's what they went in 2021. They went 10-7. They made the NFC Championship game. And that set them up for the 2022 year in which they could go out and get a McCaffrey. And yes, they found Brock, but they were set up to make some moves. You know, this team coming off a 6-11 isn't a group that I'm investing a lot of money in. They got to prove to me first that they deserve to be helped. You know, does Nick Bosa need help? I paid you $30 million a year to be the help. I'm not going out and saying, well, we got to get him help. Does Brandon Ayuk need help? I paid him to be the help. Just think about who on this team right now needs help that is paid to be the help.
Bosa's at the top of the list.
You could even throw Trent Williams into that category.
But, Evan, even coming off of 3 All-Pro seasons, like, can we give a brother a break? Like, and I get it. And if Stoney was here, he'd be talking about his age. But, my gosh, this dude's been a godsend since he's been here. Evan, I'm not saying he's going to go to Germany and get the Kobe stem treatment and come back and be what he was when he was 25. But that's a guy I can look at and say, okay, now that we found out some stuff was going on, you physically weren't in the, you know, best shape of your life. That's something I can go to bed with thinking, you know what, we're going to get the best version of Trent. But what if the question you just hit me with like a frying pan for who needs help, you are the help, is Nick Bosa, then where are you at and what are you doing? Because I think we're slowly getting to he needs help.
Nick Bosa?
Yes.
Then that means he's moving.
He didn't record a sack in the playoffs. 3 games.
If Nick Bosa needs help, you are in trouble.
And Evan, I'm ready to ET, put my ouch. I'm ready to like just touch it. Really, I am. Are you saying you need one more season before you're there? Because I think I've been, it's dirty little secret, but little whispers. But Evan, I'm starting to think it's okay. You paid him like he was the greatest. I get it. But a brother needs help. Like, I think they need to know that now.
If Nick Bosa needs help, the San Francisco 49ers got bigger problems.
Man.
Seriously, if you're looking at the talent on this team, who are the best players on the roster? Nick Bosa's got to be one of them.
Yeah, Fred Warner. George Kittle.
Trent Williams.
And McCaffrey.
Does Christian McCaffrey need help? Does Trent Williams need help?
Every great running back needs holes, right? You know what I mean? But I wow, man.
But to me, you're illuminating something I think that's also at the core of the 49ers' issues. Every player on that team that is supposed to be a talent, that is supposed to be an elevator, I don't know, maybe a bus driver, whatever you want to call it, they need help. All right, Trent Williams needs more help on the offensive line. Thus, Christian McCaffrey needs help to set up holes for him. Nick Bosa needs more help on the defensive line. Fred Warner needs a second linebacker next to him because he needs some more help. Played last year on a bum wheel. You know, Diamador Lenore's going to need a second corner alongside him because he needs help. The Niners are screaming for help.
And that's why I think if it's about extending the window, and last year, if they look at it this way, from this vantage point, it was an anomaly because we were injured. Evan, I'm saying my chips are going all in to get and take risk on guys that are proven that when they're healthy, they can go, like a Joey Bosa.
What if I told you that the Niners need to make a new window?
Then we're talking about a soft reset.
Like you're talking about kicking that window back
right,
open.
Exactly. But if you're,
what if you need to build a new window?
Then I wouldn't say let's print the playoff
mosaics
tickets up for next year.
Don't print. No, but you can still be successful while also trying to retool. I'm not trying to say that the Niners should just go into next season and tank. You still got talent on this roster. You can still be a good football team. To me, it's not black or white. What I'm asking the Niners to do is, and I think what they're slowly telling us that they're about to embark on is a journey in which they got to make a lot of tough financial decisions.
Man.
And they've already made a few of them. And I actually think that that's a great strategy. Now, the next biggest one they got to do, which is also why we're beginning to see these breadcrumbs trickle out at the quarterback position, that's the next one they do need to be financially responsible with.
Wow, Evan.
And I don't know.
Does he need help? Every quarterback needs help.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so.
But I can't, but that's why if I'm wrapping up all my money in a few players, you know, if football's a 53-man roster, I can't have five players making all the money. I got to be more responsible with that. And that is what's going to end up helping Brock Purdy in my mind. If you can get him talent everywhere instead of just, you know, a couple of dudes who, by the way, to your point, also need help, you know, that's going to set Brock Purdy up for success. And that's why I think we're beginning to see that the initial offer of $45 million. Adam Schefter saying the franchise tag is on the table. I think the Niners are setting up for a negotiation with Purdy. I think they do still want to pay him and reward him, but they're looking around saying, all right, well, if
we pay him, where are the games?
We've been giving everyone max money for the last three seasons, and look where it's got us. It got us close to a Super Bowl, and we didn't get it. We didn't maximize that one season. So how are we going to get back to that point? I don't think it's just handing out blank checks to people.
Well, right now it's person to me, Evan, because like you said, I know you said guys are going to be coming up again here in the future, in the near future. But right now, I guess I was so excited for Niner fans from the standpoint of you're paying your quarterback and you're going to still be playing high-level football. That could still happen, but we've talked about it almost an hour now, Evan. There are some roadblocks in the way. So now when that day does come, if it comes, and I expect it to come when they announce they're going to pay Purdy, then automatically, Evan, the dessert to that should be, oh boy, watch out, here come the Niners. But it seems like you're paying the quarterback, and there's another timeline of, hold on, we paid you, now we're watching the wallet. We're going to transition slowly. We'll draft, but we're not going on a bender getting you immediate help everywhere. Like, it doesn't match what they're going to pay Brock if you're telling me slow down in regard to, hey, it doesn't make financial sense that we look at a Bosa, a Joey Bosa, or this other player, or Davante Adams.
Whose timeline do you think the Niners are on? Do you think it's Brock's? Do you think it's Shanahan's? Do you think it's Nick Bosa?
I would
Do you
think it's Christian McCaffrey? Shanahan's. I would feel comfortable saying that.
Well, I think he's sitting pretty.
He didn't even go to the combine.
He's in the catbird seat
right now.
He didn't
even show up to the combine.
No.
And you could say, Guru, why would you bring that up? But that sounds like a guy that, for whatever reason, he got his reasons, Evan. He wasn't tripping in regard, like, job. My job is good.
Yeah, no. I mean, good or bad, I'm with you. I think he feels pretty secure, you know. But if that is the timeline you're on, and we got to hit a break here. But if that's the timeline you're on, well, then I do think we need to start looking at this team differently, at this franchise differently, regards to winning now. That's always the goal. But how do you do it? The Niners have always, I think, done a really good job of setting themselves up for sustained success. If they continue down this road of paying players left and right, I think that's going to come to a skidding halt, and we just got a glimpse of that last year. Last year is what I'm trying to avoid.
And what about the year before? Can we recapture that, or is that gone if Greenlaw's no longer here? I know we're up against
it. No, I'll tell you on the other side, because I do have some thoughts on that. That 2022 season, or 2023, the one that got away. All right, download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. I see you, Joe, in San Francisco. I want to get to your calls on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. We got Warriors talk coming up in a little bit, but again, I want an answer, if we can, find one to this question. What is the 49ers' goal this offseason? And I think they can take a note out of the Warriors' book. And I want to dig deeper into that as we move forward. Again, 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson. That segment was sponsored by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.
Staring at the world through my rear view. Just looking back at the world from another level, you know what I mean? Staring.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson.
And Pop!
A glowing Daryl the Guru Johnson today.
Staring in my rear view. He's my GOAT, man. Tupac.
I need you to let go real quick before we get back into the Niners.
I don't like this already.
I need you to let go of spring training results. Can you do that for me? Gerrit Cole is still going to be an American Cy Young candidate.
I told the boss today, I talked to him before we started. I don't know. He didn't even ask. I just love ball.
Just because he gave up five runs in a spring training
but
game.
The walk back to the dugout, he was dejected.
Doesn't mean he's going to get cut like Javon Hargrave.
All right,
he's
going
to be okay.
Evan, you got. I know what you're selling and what you're putting down, brother. But, I mean, I feel like you got. The Niners listening to you are further than I thought they were if they don't use free agency. I know you're talking finance and you know, you got to reel it back in. If you are correct, then this era has come and gone and you got to start fresh.
That's the way that I'm feeling. And I think that's what quietly the Niners are kind of telling us. You know, man. I think there's going to be a lot of one-year deals. I think there's going to be a lot of flyer contracts in free agency that they take because you can't commit long-term to anyone right now outside of, I believe, your quarterback. I think that's the choice that they made this offseason. They're going to commit to Brock Purdy, and then everyone else that's not under contract, Zach Taylor. Hopefully.
Wow.
We're not there yet. All right, let's go to Joe in San Jose. Joe wants to get into the Niners. Joe, what's up, my man? Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. Thank you for taking the call. You guys earlier were talking about who's screaming for help. To me, it's been apparent for a couple seasons now that it's got to be the offensive line. I mean, Bosa sure could probably use a little bit of help, but that O-line is a disaster. And I attribute Purdy's lackluster performance last season a lot to the fact that he didn't have the protection. The O-line definitely needs retooling. It will help Purdy. It will help everything. The other slot that probably needs a little bit of help is our receiver core. We probably need one more receiver. So that's it. Those are my thoughts.
Appreciate it, Joe. Yeah, I mean, the line is something that I always find fascinating, you, because just because you spend a lot of money on your offensive line doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be good. Like, do you think that the Los Angeles Rams last year had a good offensive line?
Yeah.
A lot of it was hurt, right? Well, they were the number one team in terms of total cap spent on offensive line last year. Matthew Stafford got obliterated in the playoffs.
Yeah.
The Atlanta Falcons are number two. I don't think they have a great offensive line. The Carolina Panthers are number four. Or pardon me, the Falcons are number three. The Chiefs would be number two.
We talked about them in lunch yesterday after the show.
Yeah, they have paid. And what happened to them in the Super Bowl? They still got dominated. You know, the Carolina Panthers spent money last offseason on two guards that are supposed to help Bryce Young, and I think they took some steps. But it doesn't guarantee you, like, spending money doesn't just guarantee you these players are going to be good. That's why, to me, I am looking towards the draft. You know, if there was one thing that I want to see the Niners do a lot differently this offseason, it is invest in younger talent in the trenches. Because I think that's what made them good in the first place when they started this. I think we got to start talking about it being more of a previous window.
Okay.
But the one that was open back in 2019.
Yeah, and they knocked it out the park. You tell me if I'm wrong real quick, Evan Wapuni. I mean, he showed up, showed out.
Yeah, exactly.
And I hear what you're saying, but you know, you're going to have good luck. And the one thing about the Niners offensive line during this whole run, even under Jimmy, the heights that they got to, and I don't think the O-line ever got its just due. You know what I mean, Evan? It was like, I mean, they had guys that have come and retired or whatnot and future Hall of Famers, but they never really got their flowers. And now you got Trent Williams, and the question is, what does he have left, and what was he last year? And we find out all kind of stuff was going on. But my goodness, Evan, if you're going to play that game, and I understand what you're saying, then these fans need to be real patient and cautious of saying, oh, we got a weak-ass schedule, we're gonna bounce right back. And to that caller's point, God love him, and he spoke facts. How can the Niners do what they did? Ali Frazier, 15 rounds with Brandon Ayuk, and have the bad misfortune of him getting hurt, Debo requesting a trade, and now that position still needs attention. Again, some stuff out of their control, Evan, and I believe Debo fell off just with the red and gold, but just think about that. Like, that's a lot of bad luck in that you still, and you drafted Pearsall, who we know what happened last year before the season started,
yeah.
and he's blessed. But my goodness, Evan, you're telling me just that position alone, wide receiver, still needs to be fertilized? Like, that's a lot of bad luck in that. But it is your reality now.
Well, it is bad luck. But again, if I'm telling you that these players who were a part of your kind of Super Bowl core are no longer going to be on the team, Charvarius Ward, Dre Greenlaw, Talanoa Hufanga, Javon Hargrave, and obviously Debo Samuel, you know, those are five names, those are five holes you now got to fill in addition to what we already knew about the San Francisco 49ers in the first place. Offensive line, defensive line, a number two corner, potentially a number two tight end, a number one or number two wide receiver, linebacker.
What are you going to
maybe
stop?
A new kicker?
Right.
No, but I'm seriously, like, I'm just
damn.
Going down the list of things that you would like to improve, and I don't think you can accomplish that all in one off season. That's why I'm just trying to set people's expectations to not be back to Super Bowl or bust. I know you want to win it. The goal is to win it every single season. But to me, entering next year with this idea that they're just going to be right back as a top three, top four football team, I want to pump the brakes on that. That's not the way that I see the 49ers. And I also don't think by their actions so far this offseason, Goo, and we'll find out more when free agency hits, I think they're approaching it that way as well. You know, they are waiting for, I don't know if it's a move to reveal itself, but I think the 49ers are very worried about what the next couple of years could be for them.
So, Evan, man, I'm hearing you, and I feel like I'm at a bank, and I'm trying to get a loan, and they're like, Mr. Johnson, you can't get it. Because I'm not saying I disagree, but are you telling me they're trying to be more financial responsible, more responsible financially? That's what the Niners are concerned with, and maybe they don't win as many games, but they're trying to get their books and their house in order. Because if you're telling me that's going to go over well with Fred Warner, a healthy Bosa, Nick Bosa, a healthy Trent Williams, George Kittle, and McCaffrey for that matter, like, those guys are OGs trying to get what's eluded them for the last 5 to 6 years, and they've been ultra close. So I'm just wondering, you know, is there verbiage in that to where, hey guys, I need to talk to you? Like, how does that sound to those warriors, those guys that are, you know, been putting it all on the line for them kind of to just slow dance? And I'm going free agency for this matter, to be like, yeah, you know what, we'll focus on the draft and try to knock them out the park, as opposed to maybe taking a flyer that comes with some risk to keep that immediate chance of winning open.
No, I don't want to be misconstrued. Taking a flyer is not, that's not out of the question. Like, again, to me, what the Niners should try and emphasize in free agency are short-term contracts, one-year deals, prove-it deals. That's what they haven't given enough of out, I think, the last few years. They've rewarded their own for their success. And when you're winning, things are good. Everybody's getting paid. We talked about this a couple days ago.
They did.
When the company's down, when stock is down, nobody's getting bonuses. You got to prove it again. And so maybe your contract is up when the ratings are down. You know, maybe the contract is up when revenue's not coming in. And that's, unfortunately, that means that you got to prove it yet again to your company that you are worth retaining. And the Niners got a lot of players on their roster that I think have to prove why they're worth retaining. You know, they just gave out these long-term deals. And as a result now, that deal's not looking so good. That deal's not looking so good. That deal's not looking great. We didn't win that contract negotiation. And you really only have yourself to blame if you're the front office.
Right. But, Evan, I got to say to that, you are right. You laid it out well. But and I asked you this yesterday, and I'll double back and see if, you know, 24 hours has changed anything. Outside of the contracts that you look at now that might be looking like, oh, boy, why did we do that? Can you agree with me this, that the reason said players got the contract is before they put their John Hancock on the paper, they were balling. And shout out James, they were worthy of the pay that they got. And I'm including what Trent Williams did last year. Even though a lot of people didn't agree, he was an OG veteran. You don't need camp, don't trip. And they assumed he would be what he'd been the last few years here with the Niners. Kind of didn't work out. But nobody was throwing a hissy fit when it was announced they gave him his chicken. Same with McCaffrey. So outside of Brandon Ayuk, I guess I'm just looking around and kind of giving a pass to the Niners FO of all the money, all the re-ups and the guys that you took care of. Evan, I feel like 92% of those contracts and the money that you rewarded were the right decision.
Yeah, but in the words of Richard Sherman, the rent is god dang due. Mm. I mean, eventually you're going to have to pay for some of those decisions that you made.
Sherm.
Whether they were correct in the moment
so
or not.
Those chickens are coming home to roost.
How they age is going to dictate what this team is. Or even if for the front office, if you still have a job in a couple of seasons, you know, if they don't turn this thing around fast, yeah, we are going to start hearing that seats are a little warmer and people aren't feeling as secure in their spots as they used to be, because things aren't moving swimmingly in San Francisco. If you go 6-11, if you don't make the playoffs this year, especially, you know, there is some pressure riding on that. You know, to me, I think it's an attainable goal, getting to the playoffs this year is absolutely possible.
Okay.